Herbert and I had moved to rooms in a house by the river in the Temple area. One evening he was abroad on business, and I was alone at home reading. It was terrible weather, stormy and wet, with deep mud in the streets. The wind rushing up the river shook the whole building, and the rain beat violently against the windows. As I closed my book at 11 o'clock, I heard a heavy footstep on the stairs. When I went to the door with my lamp, I saw a man coming slowly upstairs. He was wearing rough clothes, and he was about 60, with a brown face and long grey hair. But what really surprised me was that he was holding out both hands to me. "Can I help you?" I asked politely but coldly.
"Ah, yes," he said, dropping his hands. "Yes, I'll explain."
He came into the sitting room, where he looked round admiringly at my furniture and books. He held out his hands to me again, but I refused to take them. Then he sat down heavily in a chair and rubbed his eyes with one rather dirty hand.
"You see," he said, "it's disappointing. Looked forward to this day for so long, I have. But it's not your fault. I'll explain. Is there anybody near who can hear us?"
"Why do you, a stranger, visiting me late at night, ask that question?" I asked. And then suddenly, I knew who he was. In spite of the years that had passed, I was sure he was my convict. And when he held out his hands again, this time I took them. He raised my hands to his lips and kissed them.